Welcome to the Motivational Firewood Radio Show, hosted by keynote speaker, author, and vision board mastery creator, Steve Gamlin. We hope you enjoy today's episode.
During this time together, if you're brand new to the show, here's how it goes. My name is Steve Gamlin. I enjoy life as a keynote speaker, as an author, as a visualization coach, and also creator of a program called Vision Board Mastery, helping people out, figure out the best version of themselves, and then, of course, create a plan to get there. Now, a big part of what I teach and how I do it, and this is in my speaking and my coaching and my writing as well, is comparing life to an old wooden roller coaster. You know, the old-fashioned roller coasters, not the ones that go from 0 to 60 in about a half a second. I'm talking about the old ones. You climb in down at parking lot level, and you make sure you pull down that safety bar. And then, of course, you go click, 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 click. Whatever the top of that first hill is your goal. And it can be any part of your life, by the way. Any goal you have, just think about it as a roller coaster ride. You got to start where you are right now. So you got to know what that looks like. And then you figure out where you want to go. The better version of your life, the better version of yourself. And then you got to understand what each little action is. See, you don't just snap your fingers and get to achieve your goal, because a big part of what I teach is it's not just what you get, it's who you become in the process along the way. So if you know where you are now and you know where you want to go, let's just throw out an example of your physical health. That's a big one these days. A lot of people did a lot of munching and snacking during those couple of years that they spent a lot of time at home a couple years ago, and a lot of people struggling to get rid of those unwanted pounds. So let's just say over the course of this year, you want to lose 24 pounds. Now, that's just 2 pounds per month. That's pretty possible for a lot of people. If you make good food choices, that's a click on a daily basis, not just once. You don't just get to go on social media and say, hey, today I ate a healthy apple. Boy, I can just feel it. You got to make those choices every day. You got to get enough rest. Click. There's another one. You've got to make sure you drink enough water and stay hydrated. Click. You can do some exercise, or at least get out moving. Do a little walking. Just get some activity in there every day. Click. That's how this works. You got to be consistent. You've got to create momentum. You build up your confidence. You hardwire better habits. Whatever your goal is, it's at the top of that first hill. And then you've got to consistently take action. You got to remember why you want to get up there, because that's kind of an important thing too, understanding your why. The more emotionally you can connect to it, the stronger you can make it, the better. Because that way you're going to be able to navigate all the things that might slow you down, the things that might stop you, the things that might distract you a little bit, things that might cause you to say, well, I don't know if it's really worth it. I don't know if I want to be on this ride. I don't know if it's that important to me. I guess it would be a good idea, but no. See, you got to make sure you are connected to the goals you want. I can remember just, 3 years ago, I weighed 247 pounds, which were not healthy pounds. It was the heaviest I've ever been in my life. Now, I'm a tall guy, so I could kind of carry it, but I tell you what, I do not like seeing the pictures of me that keep popping up on social media, basically saying, hey, Steve, here's what you looked like 3-4 years ago. Ugh. So in early May of 2021, I invested heavily in myself to be a part of a mastermind organization. And I said, you know, I just spent a whole bunch of money investing in my education. I should probably start investing in my health as well. So I put down the nightly very tall rum and coke, started to make better food choices. Certain foods I no longer ate, didn't go do the fast food, the takeout stuff like that, the unhealthy stuff. Started to get more sleep, started to exercise, did a lot of walking. That's graduated now to daily stretching, daily dumbbells, daily rides on our Peloton cycle, much better food choices, and a lot of water all day long. Click, 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 click. Taking those steps regularly, being consistent. Currently somewhere around 220 pounds, so that's 27 pounds down. My goal is 198. That's the top of the first hill. So I am more than halfway there. Just got some more work to do. What does that mean? I got to keep showing up every day. Got to keep putting in the work. Got to keep becoming the best version of myself so that when I achieve the goal, I'm not just going to fall apart and go back to my old patterns. See, a big part of this is you are rewiring who you are. It's not just what you get, it's who you become. So every day you've got to make an effort. And it's also very important to gauge how far you've come, to track your results, and to be aware of how much farther you need to go to succeed. And I know when I hit that 198 pounds and I go over the top of that first hill, I get to enjoy a ride, screaming my brains out and celebrating, stomping up and down and saying, yes. And then I go all the way through that ride. When I get to the end, you know what I do? Get back in line, get back on the roller coaster, set the next level goal, set a goal for another part of my life, and do the same thing over and over. Start going click, 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 click all over again. This is how success gets built. In my opinion, that's the way I teach it anyway. We want lasting impact. And like I said, I'm going to say this over and over and over. It's not just what you get, it's who you become. So please take one step today to envision one of your goals, the top of that first hill of the old wooden roller coaster, and then figure out what steps you can start to take to get closer to that result. It's a big part of what I talk about on stage and here in the show, because I believe it. Why do I believe it? Well, because I have been living it for the past 20 years, putting my whole life back together. This is my favorite version of me so far, but guess what? I am still on the ride. I'm always setting my next level goals. So please know, there is always work to do. There is always a better version of ourselves out there, and it's up to each of us to know what that looks like and then do the work to get there.
Thank you for listening. For more information on how you can create a more vivid, focused future with the Vision Board Mastery Program, or to invite Steve to be part of your next event, please visit stevegamlin.com.